You know, there's you get the butterflies for sure. I think anytime, any game you ever play in, you get that excitement because it's just, it's a big stage. There's a lot going on. But once you get on the field, you just sort of, you just play ball. You live in the moment, and you know, there's just something that comes out of you that you just go out there and you just play.
Doug said that he went up tempo early with you. Was that something that, made you and the offense comfortable when you're able to have effectively
that? It's just something we do. It's part of our offense. Coach Pearson loves the, you know, mixing that in, and you see it a lot more in the NFL now, just to throw the defense off, and we really like to do it. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that can get you into a rhythm. You can get some, you know, quick long gains that help a lot.
How important was it for you to get this win under your belt now that you've had this team rest of the way?
Huge. I mean, just getting back out there playing a full game on the road in New York. I mean, NFC East, it doesn't matter what's going on in the season or what, it's always going to be a battle. New York played a great game, came down to the end. I mean, the time we played them before was the same way. But to come here and face a bunch of different things, have different guys step up, special teams makes plays, defensive makes plays, offense, and it's like we switched off all throughout the game, but we stuck together, and we had some adversity early, so it was a great game to come out and get a win.
Nick, down two touchdowns, what was the key to kind of the offense keeping its composure? You know, not trying to get it all back at once.
I think at that point, most important thing is not to press, because you can only score, you know, 6 points and then, you know, whatever you choose to do after that. So really just say, hey, can't force it. Like, live in the moment, read the plays out. You know, obviously you want to be aggressive at times, but just not worry. We knew we were going to stick together and guys were going to make plays, and just did it one thing at a time and just sort of leaned on each other. And that was the big message, and that's sort of everyone's mindset.
Doug said he wanted to kind of send a message to the team that he's not taking a step back with his play calling. Like, yeah, we have to lean on the run. What did that mean to you psychologically, knowing that you're going out on the field?
I think somebody might be getting a call.
Sorry.
No, you're good. I think the big thing is with him coming out and just saying he's not changing anything, it just says a lot about his confidence in me, his confidence in the players and the offense. And that's sort of been the message this whole year, is guys have had to step up. But it's just the atmosphere that's created that – I mean, we've had a lot of injuries, and I know I've talked about, but the guys that are injured are still there. It's not like they're not a part of the team, so they're still creating that atmosphere that when things do go wrong, guys don't blink. I mean, I've stressed, like, Carson's still going to be a huge part of this team every step of the way, no matter what, and so are every single guy that's injured. So that's a special thing, because it doesn't always happen that way, and all those guys have helped create the atmosphere in Philly.
Carson FaceTimed you guys right after surgery. Did he make his presence felt today at all?
Yeah, I mean, we have a group text. Nate, him, and I mean, we're together all the time. And definitely, you know, send me a text before the game. I haven't had a chance to look at my phone, but just wishing us luck. You know, he wants to be here so bad. He's one of the greatest competitors I've played with. And, you know, going out there getting this win, I know he's really excited.
Any X's and O's suggestions in that text, or is it just basically good luck?
I'll keep that personal. But.
Did you feel rust at all early on?
I mean, there's definitely some things when I go back and watch it that I can clean up, absolutely. I think the big thing was you just keep playing. When something does go wrong or you miss a throw, or maybe the decision wasn't what I wanted, that's why we go back to film. But, yeah, I can absolutely get better. There's a lot of work to be improved on, but it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to have a day to improve it. I'm going to just continue to do that. And we have so many great guys on this team that have that same mindset.
It was 4 touchdowns, 0. The picks, mm-hmm. None there. Of those two, what mattered most to you? Which one mattered more to you?
You know, they're all great. I think you just really just getting that first one back. The one that Alshon, where you're going through your whole progression, and he makes a great play. I think that was a big one, but guys made plays all day. You know, like Nelly at the end making that great catch, Ertz crossing face, catching one in traffic, and then Trey being aware when the coverage sort of broke down. And you just sort of see there's guys all around that can make plays. So that was a big part of today.
So you had 4 touchdown games since Oakland back in 2013, I think. To not start a game for 14 months and then throw 4 touchdowns in your next start, how special is that for you?
It's really special. I mean, this whole journey and being back in Philly, it's crazy, if I'm being honest. Just wearing the Eagles jersey, and to go back to Philly and wear it, I wear a lot, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, I can't say enough about our guys. I mean, they made some big plays today. The, you know, help with those touchdowns, I mean, made some big plays. But, yeah, it's a special moment for sure.
So you had that moment when you had JPP in your face and you kind of deked him and then threw it to Tory, yeah.
I watch Carson a lot. I channel my inner Carson Wentz right there. And, yeah, and just made a play, you know, just try to get him to move and step up. And then, you know, if defender doesn't hold Tory and hold his arms down, it's probably a touchdown. But Tory did a great job fighting through. We get the call, get down there, and get this thing rolling.
Nick, you've been with some explosive offenses in the past, obviously 7 touchdowns that game. Carson throws 4 last week. You throw 4 this week. What is it about this offense that can make it so effective?
You just have guys that prepare throughout the week and work really hard and are on the same page. Our coaches schematically do a great job. I mean, we're very well coached. So going to work every day, you know that you're going to get the coach's best effort, and they're going to help you every single day. And that's something that, as athletes, that's what you want. But guys are where they're supposed to be. They understand the concepts. They understand what we're looking for. And the O-line, I mean, giving us time, I mean, those guys are amazing, and being able to run the ball. So that opens everything up, the run game. So all that combines into an offense that can put points on the board and guys believing in one another.
What does the first round bye mean?
I mean, it's obviously something great. I was fortunate to be a part of it last year in Kansas City, but, I mean, we still have a lot of work to do this season. We can't focus on that. I think the big thing is you let your body recover. It's a long season, and guys who are nicked up can help with their injuries, but we have to finish these games out strong and keep improving. And for me, I just keep getting more reps and building this reputation with all these guys.
You got blindsided once early, but it seemed like for the most part protection was there. How'd you feel in the pocket?
Felt great. The guys did a wonderful job in the pocket and gave me time. There's a couple times where I pushed up and got out just to change some throwing angles, but they did a great job.
I'll say especially about Chance and Big V over there.
Yeah. The story. I mean, guys having to step up. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy in this league. It's not easy to win in this league, especially with a conference rival. Those guys have done Big V's done an amazing job. Chance is, I've worked with him on scout team. I've worked with him. I've seen him work every single day. I know Wiz helps him all the time. Going in there in this environment, you know, they did an awesome job today.
Down 2 touchdowns, the field position you had, what was the value of that after the interception?
Oh,
the block punt.
Oh, it was huge. Darby getting that pick is, I mean, anytime a momentum can shift like that, it's huge for a team, and that's where you really, as a quarterback, you want to be smart, but you want to be aggressive because you know, like, a touchdown right there is huge. Just with the momentum, it's a game of momentum, so that was a huge play in the game that get us going in the right direction.
Nick, was there anything this past week that made you feel like that you knew this was going to turn out the way it did, and you just felt comfortable, and you felt like, you know, Doug was giving you pretty much the full playbook? And
it just goes back to the preparation of our team, the coaching staff, the players. Anytime you can prepare every single day and do the extra things, it'll give you opportunity on game day to be successful. It doesn't always happen that way, but you know, our coach do a great job of, once again, creating an atmosphere that guys work hard, they understand their job, they do the extra, you know, maybe it's before the day starts or after practice or after the day, and they take care of their body. So all that gives you an opportunity on game day to be really successful. So we just have to keep doing those little things right.
Thanks, Nick.
Appreciate it, y'all.